Bible, 855-90-BIBLE.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's 8:33. I'm Tom Davis. We're running a little bit behind, but that's okay. We're going to make it up with a real good time because on the telephone with me here on our Community Connection, I have the pleasure of bringing on board today Chris Meyer. Hey, Chris, how are you doing today, young man?
Well, I'm doing really good. It's a beautiful day in the Ozarks.
It's always a beautiful day in the Ozarks. I've been there. Oh, man.
That's right.
Live. It is something else. Now, we've got what we call our Dad Deserves It contest, and one of the big pieces of the deal is a stay at one of your hotels. And Thousand Hills, I believe it is. And this is really cool.
Well, that's great. Yeah, we have lots of hotels in Branson, and I'm guessing the hotel that you have there is the Comfort Inn at Thousand Hills.
That's it.
Overlooking the Thousand Hills Golf Course.
It's something else. This is really going to be wonderful. Tell us a little bit about this so that everyone can kind of get a feel for what it might be like to stay there.
Well, so the Comfort Inn at Thousand Hills has kind of a, when you walk into the lobby, it's a very spacious lobby. It's kind of got a mountain lodge feel to it. As you kind of, you know, you have the hot breakfast area there, so free hot breakfast, but overlooks the indoor pool. Let me tell you what, that indoor pool and hot tub are probably some of the biggest in Branson. It's basically got a two-story vaulted ceiling. And then outside of that indoor pool, you have a big sun deck. Well, that sun deck then overlooks the 14th hole of the Thousand Hills Golf Course. And so, you know, great hotel, you know, lots of different room types. We have our concierge service there at the hotel in our gift shop. And I always tell people about that because it really helps people plan their vacation. So somebody wins this trip and they're like, okay, what do I do in Branson? Maybe you have some stuff going along with it, but we can tell them, here's what shows are playing when. We can get all their reservations for them. And I guarantee you'll have a much better service than you would like with a Ticketmaster because those people don't answer phones anymore. They charge huge service fees. And you can talk to a real person in Branson with no huge service fees, no delivery fees, none of that. And they're just going to have a great time. I mean, it's... You know, and it's a block off the strip, so it's kind of right behind the new aquarium at the boardwalk, too. So people can access the back roads pretty quickly.
Wow. You had me right there at talk to a live person.
You know, it's crazy. It's hard to do that sometimes today with businesses, you know?
It is. But, you know, Chris, we were talking off air, ladies and gentlemen, and Chris was telling me the story about how these folks got into the business. And being right there, being personal and being direct is very much a part of, you know, your upbringing and your parents' upbringing. So it would only be natural that they would do the neighborly thing.
Right, right. Well, and we've been in the hotel business now for over 53 years.
Uh-huh.
And of that 53 years, we've now been in Branson for 38 years on a consistent basis. We were here in the early 70s as well. So we are truly a family business. My brother and I, you know, he's in charge of the operational side of things. I'm in charge of the sales and marketing side. Our wives do accounting. And so, you know, we're a local business. Over that time, you know, we've been able to grow the business and God has blessed us.
Wow. Amazing. It truly is amazing. Now, when you picked the Ozarks, what drew you there?
Well, I grew up in, I think my parents actually just liked the area. And so we moved here in, you know, 72, 73, that time frame to Branson, left.
Uh-huh.
Came back to Harrison in 1976, which is just south of Branson here. And that's where I grew up. And then, you know, in 1983, bought back here in Branson. And so my mother's parents had retired here, and so we had family here. But you know what? This is just a great part of the country. You know, it's God's country. You know, people have great values here, God, family, and country. And man, I just think I can't think of a better place to be.
Well, you know something? You do have all of the beauty around you there. You really do. Plus, you've got great entertainment venues that are crafted for the family. And also, you know, it's just like a little bit of heaven cut right out there on planet Earth. And it's right there in your own backyard. So you got to be happy with it. Just got to be.
Well, and, you know, even with COVID, what I have found is it's amazing how many new attractions and new shows that we have in Branson this year. And,
yes.
Of course, the tourism industry was devastated by COVID, but Branson is open. Branson's coming back. People want to come here. And I'm just encouraging people, make your reservations as soon as possible, because there are a lot of people that are ready to get out of the house. They're cooped up. And Branson's, you know, a perfect destination for people to come. And really what's exciting is we are seeing families come with three generations, grandpa and grandma, their kids, and then their grandkids. And this is truly a place, whether you're 3 or 93, that there's something for the whole family to do, whether that's the lakes, golfing, shopping, all the attractions, theme parks, the shows. There's so many different types of shows. There's where else can you go in the country and get all this stuff? I don't know.
You can't. There's only one place, and it's right where you are. I can guarantee it.
Here's the deal. We have got 6 hotels for people to pick from, because if they're going to come, they got to have a place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And can I tell you what all those hotels are?
Please.
Okay, so I have 2 Best Westerns. I have the Best Western Music Capital Inn, and it's kind of over by the Pierce Arrow Theater and the Shoji Tabuchi Theater. It is the hotel with the drum chandelier, one of a kind in the world. It's awesome. I've got the Best Western Center Point Inn right in the center of Branson, next to the big Titanic Museum, across from the wonderful Clay Cooper Theater.
Uh-huh.
I then have 3 Choice Hotel products. We talked about the Comfort Inn at Thousand Hills just a little bit ago. I have the Comfort Inn and Suites in Branson Meadows. That's over by the Sight and Sound Theater, which Jesus is there this year, which is awesome.
It is.
And then I have the Quality Inn West over by IMAX, one of the closest hotels in the city limits to Silver Dollar City. And last but certainly not least, the Holiday Inn Express on Green Mountain Drive. That is behind the new aquarium at the boardwalk, behind the Grand Village. Mm-hmm. So we can take care of them depending on where they want to stay. And, you know, sometimes people have different brand affiliations and, you know, they're members of different loyalty programs. We can help take care of that as well. So there you go.
And, you know, my family stayed at one of your hotels back in the 90s, and I got to tell you, it was fun then. I can only imagine what everything looks like now. And it was a good stay then, and I can only imagine what it's like in 2021. And it looks like I'm going to have to book another vacation. Whoops.
Well, and you can do that. You can do that by going to our website. So if you go to meyerhospitality.com, you can see all of our hotels there. You can see a map where they're located. You can see photos, the whole bit. And what I'm telling people is if they go to our website and they click on a particular hotel, they're going to know they're seeing an icon called, and it's called Vacation Packages.
Mm-hmm.
And I've created these vacation packages that are, some of them are themed around shows, some around attractions, but they are all at a savings, and they're going to save money when they buy those packages. It's a great deal. Now, if they don't want to book online, that's okay. They can call any of the hotels and talk to the ticket office and say, hey, I want this vacation package I saw online. And they can call any one of our hotels by calling 877-FUN-STAY. That's a toll-free number, 877-FUN-STAY. Or if they go to the website, they can see the phone number for each individual hotel as well. So,
and when you call, people talk to you, right? And when people call, folks going to be on the other end talking to you.
That's right. And there'll be people in Branson. We're not going to ship that call halfway around the world to somebody that's not here.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. That is really something else, you know. And like you said, you've got a lot of variety there, not only for your entertainment, but also for your rest and relaxation at the Meyer properties. And I got to tell you, your hotels are wonderful. And it's great to have the country open again. And it's great to have Branson open again. We do have a lot of people who make the trip from Bartlesville, Oklahoma, over there in a half a day. And they wind up, spending the entire weekend, and some the entire week, and come back. And, of course, they got to brag about it to their friends because they had such a good time. And it's always
a... You know, I tell you what, and that's the thing, is if you have a listener out there that's never been to Branson,
yeah,
like, I just have this Branson challenge. If you come to Branson and you do not have a good time, I'll buy you a steak dinner, because, when people get here, they are blown away by how much there is to do. And most of the time, they can't do it all in one time. It's impossible, so they keep coming back because there is so much here to do. And when people get here, they just can't believe it.
Oh, yeah, it is so wide and so varied. I remember one of my teenagers at the time says, "Oh, geez, Dad, we're going to go watch the country stars that you know and I don't know." I said, "No, we're going to see a little bit of everything." And by golly, if that little 15-year-old didn't have a change of an attitude, probably within about 2 hours of just plain having fun and just driving around before we actually really settled down and went someplace, you know, that tells you right there that it'll take the interest of just about anybody and turn it right into something that'll put a smile on your face.
Yes, it will. And there's all types of shows. So we have, you know, magic shows,
yeah,
to country music shows, to, you know, variety shows, Broadway type musicals. I mean, there's just music. God created music for us to enjoy.
Indeed.
And I'm encouraging people to support our entertainers because they have been hit so hard, and it's a place where you can come and rest and relax and just, I call it kind of the sway and the head bob thing, you know, where people are kind of head bobbing or with their, because they like the tune of the music or their sway. And a lot of that goes on in Branson. Saw a lot of that the other night at Silver Dollar City. They had a group in, and I went out to Echo Hollow and saw that. Man, it was good. It was just good to see people enjoying music and, it's awesome. So.
You know something, Chris? I've been talking to a lot of musicians lately who are just now entertaining in front of a live audience for the first time in, 14, 15 months? And they said, I know that folks who normally go to see shows have been missing the shows, but they just have no idea how much we've been missing them. They've been playing to their living room, been playing to their cat. They haven't played to a live audience in such a long time. They really miss the energy and the fun. And I think when you see a show, regardless if it's music, magic, or whatever, there's this reciprocal thing that happens. And it's a lot of energy sharing, and it's a lot of positive energy sharing. And that's why people have such a good time. They have what they call good vibes.
You can't beat live entertainment. And, you know, I've seen the concerts online. They're just not the same.
No, they're not. they try.
So, I just would love to invite your listeners to come to Branson. Come stay at Meyer Hotels. They can go to meyerhospitality.com. Or they can call us at 877-FUN-STAY. We would just welcome them here. And we want them to have a great vacation here in Branson, Missouri.
Chris Meyer, we hope to see you very, very soon. We're going to be sending some winners your way. God bless you, and God bless your family, and thank you very much for just being a part of all this goodness in the world.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too now. Bye-bye. That is Chris Meyer, and you've been listening to our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or